Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, 'If someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother.' Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus has made very clear, putting the Sadducees in their place, that marriage, something God created, something Christ elevated to a sacrament, will not be a bond in heaven. In heaven, we'll no longer be married or given in marriage. So looking at that, what does that mean for the relationship between spouses in heaven? Will it be brainwashed, they don't even know each other? A little ridiculous. Will it be, I don't know, what will it look like? This is a mystery we have to try and dive into and ask the question, Lord, what will that be one day? This bond where you made me one with this other person in heaven one day. The saints wrestle with this. St. John Chrysostom said himself, when he gave advice to young husbands about how they should love their wives, he said this, "I've taken you in my arms, and I love you, and I prefer you to my life itself. For the present life is nothing, and my most ardent dream is to spend it with you in a way that we may be assured of not being separated in the life reserved for us. I place your love above all things, and nothing would be more bitter or painful to me than to be of different mind than you." These words St. John places on the lips of the new husband. We sometimes say that it's the job of a spouse to get their spouse to heaven. Absolutely, very true. One of your first jobs as a married couple, besides loving the Lord with everything, is to get your spouse to heaven. But it won't be a detached job. I've just got to get my spouse to what it takes. Yeah, sure. We want to get them to heaven so that we can spend eternity with them. It won't be as a married couple, but it's reasonable to believe and hope will have a special relationship, a special bond. That the relationship one has with one's spouse on earth will be redeemed and elevated in heaven. And the joy of that will be one of the great joys of heaven one day. Please God. Let us ask the Lord for the grace that we might love our spouse dearly, or whoever our spouse is called today, so that we might enjoy eternity with them together.